Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
The death of Charlotte civil rights lawyer Julius Chambers gives us an opportunity to reflect on his importance as a public figure. Simply put, Chambers' work and the work of the others that he inspired are directly responsible for North Carolina casting off a culture of segregation and repression and replacing it with one of inclusion and opportunity. But that said, his passing unleashed a large set of personal memories for me. I remember the first time I heard Chambers' name more than 50 years ago. In 1962, I was a student at Davidson College. It was still all male and all white. And just then I heard a radio report saying that a Negro law student at the University of North Carolina School of Law had been appointed editor of the Law Review, and he had the highest grades in his class. I never forgot Chambers' name. From that moment on, I understood that blacks not only could be just as good lawyers as whites, they could be better, much better. 6 years later, in 1968, when I was up north in law school, I heard that Chambers had started an integrated law firm in Charlotte, and I came back to North Carolina to knock on Chambers' door and visit other law firms because I needed a job. I started in Raleigh at Broughton and Broughton, but everyone there was busy working on Mel Broughton's campaign for governor in the upcoming Democratic primary. Then I visited Maupin, Taylor, and Ellis, where I got a warm welcome. But after waiting a long time to see Mr. Ellis, I learned that he was meeting with Jesse Helms about a political campaign, probably Mel Broughton's. In Charlotte, at Kennedy, Covington, Lovell, and Hickman, Marcus Hickman invited me into his office to talk, but he was on the phone with Jack Stickley, who was the gubernatorial candidate in the Republican primary. Later that day, finally walked down the street to Chambers' law firm, where it was located above pawn shops and low-end clothing stores. His partner, Adam Stein, greeted me and sat me down outside Chambers' office, and I watched and listened through an open door as Chambers gave Dr. Reginald Hawkins advice about his Democratic gubernatorial primary campaign. Well, neither Broughton, nor Stickley, nor Hawkins won their primary campaign, but I also left without anybody offering me a job. But the glimpse I got of lawyers and their political lives made me want to come back to North Carolina to work. A month later, Marcus Hickman's firm gave me an offer, and that led to 20 happy and fulfilling years of law practice. But it took Julius Chambers 30 years to offer me a job. And while he was serving as Chancellor at North Carolina Central University, he asked me to be a vice chancellor, and as a result, I experienced up close his determined work ethic and hard-driving, demanding leadership style, together with the quiet authority his service and success had earned him. For these memories, and especially for the better North Carolina he left us, I will always be grateful to Julius Chambers. This is D.G. Martin.